We're still here claiming our future. I'm joined now with Thérèse Rouen from the Mayo Community Platform. Thérèse, can I ask you what brought you here today to claiming our future?
Yeah, well, when I first heard about claiming our future, God, it must be about 2 months ago, and I thought it was very exciting because I think there's a lot of people out there that are very angry, frustrated, but feel very powerless. And at the current situation and the economic situation and the way that our society is evolving and running at the moment. So I think that people want, there's a lot of people out there that aren't participating, aren't having their voices heard, and I think it's really, really important that we engage people again. And there's a lot of apathy out there as well, and people are thinking very much, I think, that it's just, you know, what can I do about it? I'm one person. And I think an event like this and a movement like this, because that's what I hope will evolve out of this, is actually a social movement. We'll give people that chance to make a contribution and have their voice heard, so that we can improve things in the country.
You think the kind of Celtic Tiger years, the boom that passed a lot of people by, but do you think that kind of created this sense of I'm all right, Jack? You know, as long as I'm okay, it doesn't matter about the rest of Ireland, it doesn't matter about society as a whole. Have Irish people, and not to generalise too much, but have Irish people adopted that kind of stance?
I think some have, and I think some people, obviously we got carried away during the Celtic Tiger as a nation, we did, but I don't think everybody has. And I think there's an awful lot, and I work in the community sector, I work with a lot of groups of people who never benefited from the Celtic Tiger and were left by the wayside during the whole so-called economic boom. But I think now, I think people feel very powerless, that we are in a people feel we're in a crisis. People are really suffering. There's real poverty out there on the ground, but people don't know what to do about it. I think people feel very powerless. I think we still have the values that we always had, but it's about how to tap into them and how to bring them to the fore again. And that's why I think an event like this is really, really important, because it gives people that space. Anybody can participate in this. You don't have to be representing any organisation. Anybody can come along to an event like this and have their say. And it gives people a space even just to think about, well, what are the values? What have we lost? And what do we still have? And what should we be? What values should be underpinning the society that we're living in? So yeah, I think it's really important. But you know, I mean, I think we need to keep in mind as well that during the Celtic Tiger, not everybody benefited, and they are the people now that are being made to carry the brunt of the economic recession and that are really suffering out there and I feel very powerless, don't know what to do.
How do we get through to politicians, or get through, there's this very small elite group in this country that have a lot of power, and they have all the power. And as you said, people feel powerless, and therefore events like today, Claiming Our Future, are organised, because people, they need to discuss things, they need to think that there's a way out of this. But how do we get the message from today to the people that actually make the decisions? And if we can't get the message through to them, how do we change the political system?
I mean, it's very obvious that politics and the politics that we have hasn't served this country and hasn't served people very well in recent years. You know, and that has to change. That has to change. People have become very disenfranchised, and a lot of people, they just don't have a say, don't have a voice. But there's nothing. Politicians have to be elected. And in order to be elected, you know, you're elected by people. So there's nothing like people power. And I think, like an event like today, if we can, I mean, I'm here from Mayo. I got on a bus at 7 o'clock this morning, came here to be here for the day. We'll bring this back to Mayo. We already have had a number of meetings, for example, in Mayo. But we would love to bring a replica of an event like this in Mayo, because I think we have to give people hope. And people who are apathetic and are suffering and are frustrated and that are angry, we need to create a forum where we can channel that and where people can get that sense of hope and can have an opportunity to contribute. So what I'd like to do is, and it's something that we will certainly be doing in Mayo, is bringing this event back to Mayo and organising similar events in Mayo so that we can have an influence on society, that we can have an influence collectively together on politics and on politicians, and so that we can have an impact.
Well, Thérèse Rouen, I wish you the best of luck taking this platform of Claiming Our Future and bringing it back to Mayo, and hopefully we'll see some great results from that in the end. Thank you for joining us on Near FM.
Okay, thank you very much.